Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Daniel is with us for Gift Grub this morning. And this, I always look forward to how are you doing, love?
I'm great. Happy Christmas
Happy
to you.
Happy Christmas,
haven't chatted to you in a while now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been a while, all right. So you've got the Christmas RTE guide. It's out since Monday, I believe. So this is a double issue as well. So
they always send
us one in here as well. So fair play to them. Very nice.
They do. I think they're kind of asking us to give them a hammering by sending it in. I've got the RTE Christmas guide in my hand.
You have it in your hand there, Daniel.
I do. You know the way it's chunkier and heavier than the normal RTE guide.
Yeah.
It's like a full baby's nappy.
Right.
And pretty much the same contents as well, to be honest with you.
Right.
Anyway, you know that kind of heavy feeling that you get?
I know what
you
mean,
you're kind of going, I'll open it up now and just see. And
see
then
what's in there, yeah.
It's revealed.
Right, so Christmas Day, what's on there?
Aye. Well, how do I say this, Ian? RTE are weird, right?
Right.
I mean, they start off Christmas Day at 7 in the morning with a programme called Christmas in Kildare.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure what the hell that's going to be. Are we watching a live Mass with Christy Moore, Ray D'Arcy and Jack L at Mass? I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
We'll see. Then at 9:55, they have a thing called the Cork Nativity.
Okay.
So what's
Kildare
that meant
Cork,
to be?
Cork, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing Cillian Murphy lying in a crib, Roy Keane on a camel, Ronan O'Gara surrounded with a load of sheep. I'm not sure what we should expect from the Cork Nativity.
Forget about the day then. What about the evening,
the morning,
right? Just picture yourself, right? There you are, sitting at home.
Oh, I have many times here.
What about the evening? You've had your turkey, you've had your pudding as well, you're relaxing now, maybe you've opened the top button on the old trousers. The hand is in the selection box as well.
Right. And the hand, thankfully, you said selection box, right?
Go on.
Fair enough.
So what's on? Well, what's on in the evening, basically? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I describe it as Sophie's choice, Ian. You have a few options. You can send yourself into a coma by watching an hour-long episode of Fair City, followed by Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Okay.
Alternatively, you can combine a number of channels and do what I call Mrs. Brown's Boys yourself to death. Because it's on RTE, then immediately on after, it's on the BBC.
Oh.
But then after the BBC, it's on RTE again.
Is it?
And I honestly think
the same one.
I honestly think that if RTE showed Mrs. Brown's Boys followed by the exact same episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys, nobody in Ireland would notice. Because we're all, I don't know. But I noticed something really twisted as well about, they sort of, RTE always kind of add a little sort of stab in the guts at the end of Christmas.
Right.
And I noticed something really twisted. You know EastEnders?
Yes.
It's fairly depressing at the best of times, isn't it, Ian? But the only thing more depressing than EastEnders is EastEnders at Christmas. It's usually shocking. People, their trees are on fire, people choking on cakes. But RTE are showing EastEnders on RTE2, get this, at midnight. Now, if that doesn't finish you off, nothing will. Total muck.
Is there anything good at all that you can see in there?
Do you know what? Virgin Media One, fair play to them.
Yeah.
Christmas night, 10 o'clock, The Snapper.
Ah, for God's sake.
I flippin' love The Snapper.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it
a million times?
But I love what's comforting, Ian.
Yeah.
I love The Snapper. Yeah. What's your favourite line in The Snapper, Ian?
What's that one? Red alert.
What is that?
That's the one where he has the shears. Isn't that?
My one is Hey Burgess, snip, snip.
snip, snip.
That's my favourite. Superb. So what I'd say is, I'm navigating my way through here. Give RTE a miss, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, like, I've signed up to 49 streamers at the moment.
Have you?
How many do you have?
Oh, quite a few. I'm probably getting up there all right as well.
I have Peacock, Hulu, Paramount. I have DAZN for the boxing, Rakuten TV, Showtime, Discovery Max, Apple TV. I'm paying out about $4,000 a month, Ian. And Dickie Boner's going around Letterkenny as well with his dodgy boxes. So we're absolutely full up here. Now, have you seen The Jackal?
The Jackal, I have, yes.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Get into The Jackal. He's ruthless, this lad.
Yeah.
Any loose ends at all, and he'll just waste you. Waste you. Like, if I had one Christmas wish, Ian, the best Christmas TV show idea you could have, put The Jackal into Fair City. Watching Paul and Barry been taken out by a sniper lying in wait on top of McCoy's.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today I found.